Lead actor in a drama series, Kevin Spacey, House of Cards.
Lead actress in a drama series, Robin Wright, House of Cards. The nominees for lead actor in a comedy series, Jason Bateman, Arrested Development.
In the drama series category, House of Cards.
Today, for the first time ever, an online distributor, it happened to be Netflix, won nominations in major Emmy categories, 14 in all, for House of Cards and Arrested Development. Eric Deggans is the TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. Eric, this Netflix coup was not, you know, unexpected, but still a big deal?
Very much a big deal, because it proves that Netflix is a big player. It has status from the TV industry, and it also proves that an online outlet can be considered for an Emmy Award and can do well.
Yeah.
There was some question about whether or not an online outlet, original shows aired there, would actually be considered television that's nominated for an Emmy.
Yeah.
They used to call the Emmy Awards the primetime Emmys. That's out of the name now because of Netflix.
Well, and Netflix campaigned for these nominations. They put lawn signs all over Los Angeles, but of course they had a couple of great shows. Some people are comparing this to when HBO's The Sopranos knocked out the network shows. And at the time, you know, the network's shows complained, gee, they can have nudity and foul language. We can't. It's kind of sad that that may be what makes a show great. But were people sort of jealous of Netflix this time around?
I think the complaint about Netflix is that they, especially in terms of House of Cards, the first series and the one that seems to have gotten the most nominations, they spent a tremendous amount of money to make this show. They spent $100 million to make two seasons of the series. So there are going to be people who say, you know, each season is only 13 episodes. They're spending $50 million to make each one of these. They have people like David Fincher and Kevin Spacey involved. So, of course, they have an advantage. But network television makes billions of dollars a year. If they wanted to spend that much money to make a show, they certainly could. So some of these complaints about the advantage, quote-unquote, that some platforms have over the other, I think are a little ill-founded.
Yeah. And just briefly, Netflix is the big headline, but what would you leave us with? What was the biggest surprise or snub for you?
Well, you know, Netflix joining the fold meant that some really important shows that people like either got overlooked or people got snubbed. So Julianna Margulies, who the star of The Good Wife, who we normally see nominated for drama, she wasn't nominated. Steve Buscemi and Boardwalk Empire from HBO, great shows and a great actor, he got snubbed. Southland on TNT, really great cop drama that people thought might get some nominations in its final season, it got snubbed. And Orphan Black, a show on BBC America with a female star who plays at least seven different roles. She plays clones of herself. She didn't get nominated. And so there was not a lot of room for all the great television out there.
Well, you just gave a list that we should check out. Eric Deggans, TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So they're casting for season two of House of Cards.
And just hearing this music, Robin, is making me so excited for season two. I was glued to the first season.
Well, yes, because the trouble with these is you can watch them all in one night.
Absolutely. Or over the course of a couple of weeks, if that's your pleasure. That's the great thing about this new Netflix world. Well, Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.